For right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday around 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler here on WCHL, joins us in the studio now to help with Kids Q. How are you?
I'm good. You know, water, it's right there in the name.
It is, yeah.
So I guess I, you know, sorry. Week 750 in
yes.
a row, where I come in here and I say, Aaron, it's raining again.
It is raining,
and you
yeah.
say, well, but the weekend's going to be great.
And I go, typically okay. it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I fall for this every time, yeah. I have to say. Could you not just push the schedule up a little?
No, I'm sorry. It's got to okay. rain on Friday. That's the rule.
That's the new thing.
That's the rule.
That's the new rule. So now next Friday it won't rain because you said it was a rule.
Ooh, that's probably true. That's right. Actually, according to the weather, and we're still a week out, it is not supposed to rain on Friday of next week. So
yeah, right.
unfortunately, it's going to change between now
that's
and
right.
then.
So, yes, it
you
will.
Know. Actually doing really good, and this is something that just sort of subtly happened over the last few years, but meteorologists have gotten really, really good at predicting the weather now 3-4 days out.
You can, it really is amazing.
It's
you
pretty
know,
surprisingly reliable
you
now.
Hate to give a guy credit, but, you know, I mean, I've always thought it was a pretty sweet job to be a meteorologist mm-hmm. where you can go on television and say, it's going to rain. You can be 100% wrong, mm-hmm. not even close. And everybody's like, yeah. Great
well,
weather,
you know,
thanks.
it's the weather report. You never, you can't predict the weather. Now you can predict the weather,
you
but
really
there's still
can.
Like a time lag between.
Yeah.
Oh, we can predict the weather, but people still believe that we can't. So,
that's
you still
true.
Have people who are
that's,
like, "Oh, you can't good, trust the weather, man."
That's
it's
a
like,
good point. You have to overcome
can.
That. And the
yeah.
truth is, in one serious moment of the whole half hour, we need people in this field, smart, scientific-minded mm-hmm. people in this field, more and more because of managing these extreme events and mm-hmm. weather. So,
kids, if you're listening out
exactly.
there, you want to go into a field, meteorology is
exactly.
not the worst thing that you could do.
And meteorology and radio can be two very happy things together.
Absolutely.
So consider that. I don't know why WCHL doesn't have their own meteorologists, but I think in the future maybe that'll happen.
I think that's because there are a couple of reasons
yeah,
for that.
There might be
there
reasons
are a couple of
other
reasons
than
for
respecting
that.
The importance
yes.
of climate change, but
yes.
this is something to think of for the future, kids.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right, everyone gather around the radio. Here is today's question. Which villain from a movie or a book do you think is most misunderstood and why?
Oh, my.
This is a tough one because so
yeah.
many, like, it's the trend now to go back and reimagine old stories
yeah.
and think about it from the villain's perspective, like Wicked or Maleficent.
Man, that's, you know, I'm going to say it's the Wicked Witch of the West, probably my best and most original,
okay.
most heartfelt attachment to that villain is the Wicked Witch of the West. Very misunderstood. I mean, listen, you would turn green too if a house dropped on your sister. Come on now. I mean, she just lost her. She was just overtaken with grief. That's what I think.
Probably.
I think
yeah.
probably there's a whole book about that, about how grief will make you turn green and burst into flames.
I'm going to go in.
I hope my sister hears this, by the way. I'm going to have to send her a link and say,
so
I'm
this
looking
is the
out
only nice
you.
Thing I'm going to say about you all year.
This could be it,
enjoy
man.
It while it, enjoy it while
or,
it lasts.
Or vice versa. Just
yeah.
take the story whichever way it works for you, Sue.
I'm gonna go in exactly the opposite direction because I think now the trend is to go back and reimagine old stories to think
right.
about the villain in a more kind of
right.
positive light. So Wicked has done that with the Wicked Witch of the West.
That's true.
And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like we had a whole prequel series about Darth Vader. I mean, it's like
oh,
all
yeah,
of the great.
Yeah. Some of those movies just were
Silence
terrible.
Of the Lambs. Hannibal Lecter was
yeah.
the villain, but now we've had two movies and a whole TV series about.
Yeah.
And they've done the same thing with Norman Bates. Like all of the great
Lord.
Villains. So I'm going to go in the opposite direction and say that the really misunderstood villains are the ones who are actually villains and supposed to be understood as villains, but they've got this cult following of people who think of them
so
as
so they can never vanquish
the
them
hero.
Because, right, okay. I see where
and
you
people
go.
Who like love this movie and they watch this movie and they totally
and they,
identify
they
with
hate
this
that
character.
Guy. Yeah.
Michael Corleone.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Also Vito Corleone, who is also a villain and totally gets left off the hook in Godfather 2. Godfather 2, like, pins all of the
and
troubles
Sonny
of the family.
Sonny Corleone, nobody's
right.
Nobody's
but people don't
idea
like embrace Sonny as like a
yeah,
model figure.
Yeah, they think
figure.
He's just such a great big brother.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So Michael Corleone, Scarface, Al Pacino's other
yep.
great role,
mm-hmm.
And moving it forward a little bit, Daniel Plainview from There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, you know, that was a rough movie.
Yeah. I liked that movie. I liked that movie when I watched it. I walked out of the theater, and this was when I was in New Jersey. I was at Rutgers, and I was a TA for a class, and I ran into a student of mine who was taking the class that I was TAing, and I immediately, like, my impression of the movie just plummeted as soon as I was done with this conversation, because this kid had seen the movie, and he thought Daniel Day-Lewis was the good guy. Like, he was so happy with the way that it ended.
It's twisted,
like,
right?
Did we just watch the same movie? Are you kidding me? And he's not the only one. Like, so many people are like, oh, yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy I want to model my life
so
after.
So when you're walking around, driving around, and you want to talk to your kids about this great imaginary question, just see what they think about Daniel Day-Lewis in this movie.
Yeah.
No.
And then ask yourself why your 7-year-old kid was watching There Will Be Blood
exactly.
in the first place.
This is the way to take yourself into that conversation about why your kid is watching very violent R-rated movies.
Not that it's
when you're not home.
Not that it's not a bad
it's a
movie.
Good
it's
question.
A very good movie. But...
And it's a really good question.
Yeah.
It's a way to find out what's going on when you're not home.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ.